You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I really want to get Chris Clem's opinion. He is a former Yuma Sector Border Patrol chief who has served as a special advisor to RFK Jr. at HHS. He is back doing stuff. I was disappointed because Chris invited me late last year to go down to the border and do a tour, and I just couldn't put it together. Unfortunately, I was very disappointed, but he's going to have some things to say about what happened in Minneapolis yesterday. Brian Ping in the next hour, too. St. Louis native. He is an anchor and reporter for KNX Radio in Los Angeles. It's been a year since the Palisades fire and all the rest of the disaster out there, so he's going to give us an update at 5:30, plus an audio cut of the day. Another reminder, we have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow, as we always do. Jane's going to be here on the panel. Also, Greg Keller on my side. He'll bring his hair, which we always appreciate. And then, who am I missing here? Steve Butts, State Representative Steve Butts. Now, I will say this, that the roundtable will start in a most unique way tomorrow, and that's with Catherine Hanaway, the Attorney General, making an announcement that she wants to make. I don't think it's an indictment of anyone on the panel,
no.
But we'll see what happens tomorrow at 3. Here's a guy that I haven't talked to in a long time, and I used to talk to him quite a bit. Greg Damon, who is the GM at Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles. He's the Camwex Auto guy, and I was on that station for about 16 years. Greg, how are you?
Mark, nice to talk to you.
I see your stuff on social media. I miss you. We used to talk on a regular basis, but we thought of you because there is this pending legislation on getting rid of these safety inspections in Missouri, and I know you have some strong opinions on that, don't you?
Well, absolutely, and I got to tell you, Mark, it's the middle of Missouri has been trying to get rid of the safety inspections for many, many years, but January 1st, a lot of new laws get enacted throughout the country, throughout the state. There was a big report going on that they have eliminated the safety inspection on January 1st required for all cars to renew your license plates. Well, I'm here to report that that is absolutely false. It's inaccurate. Actually, from the Department of Revenue website, they say that that they are issuing an advisory to correct the inaccurate information being circulated through a lot of media outlets that is most likely generated from artificial intelligence regarding changes to the vehicle registration requirements. So here at Sparks Tire and Auto, we're still doing safety inspections like we're supposed to. A lot of other mechanic shops and everything else throughout the state are still doing business as usual. This has been largely reported wrong throughout the state. And I will tell you, Mark, that if they would withdraw the safety inspection requirements for vehicles, it would be very bad for the state of Missouri and for the people that drive on the highways.
Okay, so why do you say that? Because I am not a favorite of these things, and I'm really not a favorite of the emissions test. Despite the fact that the information has been false, there was a story yesterday by Kurt Erickson in the Post that said that lawmakers are trying to pass legislation and maybe fast-track getting rid of the safety requirements. But why would you need – I'm just going to ask, Greg, why would you need a safety check on a car that is less than 10 years old?
Okay, well, Mark, I'll tell you this. If you have 10, so the law states if you have 10 years old, you do not need a safety inspection. 10 years or less than 150,000 miles.
Okay, all right. Well,
less than 10 years or less than 150,000 miles. But I will tell you this, that I personally think it should be back every 2 years that every car should be inspected. Because we're seeing cars that have two or three or 4 years old that may have 100,000 miles on it. And if you don't have anything done to it, or you may have issues you don't know about, it could be detrimental to you driving on the road or detrimental to somebody else that you're driving next to. If you have, an accident or something break on the car or anything else. I'll tell you this, a mutual friend of ours, Kevin Wheeler, was in today. He's got 45,000 miles on his car, and his tires are completely bald on it. So, he had no idea that they were that far down.
Right, but so I mean, that's not always going to be something that's going to be related to a safety inspection. That's just somebody that needs to kind of pay attention to their tires. Kevin would seemingly be smart enough to do that. I got new tires recently because I knew that they were kind of going bald.
Well,
but that's the type of thing you're saying is flagged on a safety inspection.
Sure, absolutely. We look at the tires. We look at the suspension, the steering systems, you know, make sure there's no fuel leaks. We make sure the glass is right, all the lights work, the wipers work. I mean, even think about wipers. People don't think about their wipers until it's raining, and they go, oh, my gosh, my wipers are bad, and they forget about it when it stops raining. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. How many cars do you see that are driving that one of the lights is out or headlights out or, you know, or you see that orange dot at nighttime in their dashboard, the check engine lights on.
Right.
So a lot of that stuff, even if they did, I will tell you this though, Mark, even if they did away with the safety inspection, you will still have to have an emission inspection done on your car.
All right, hang on one second because you're breaking up on me and I want to hear you. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll see if the signal clears up just a little bit here because you were sounding great, Greg, and all of a sudden you kind of started sounding phasey. Can you hear me okay? I don't think I can hear him. I think we lost him there.
Mark?
Yeah, okay. Are you there? Let's try one more time.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Okay, all right.
Sorry about that.
Let me back up before we get to emissions, okay? So don't you think that, for the most part, the people who aren't fixing the crap on their cars, they're not getting their tags anyway and their safety inspection? And I don't know. This seems very nanny state to me. It really does.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I wish that people could come into to my work and spend a week with us and see the kind of stuff that we see on cars where things are bad or defective. Sometimes people try to do their own repairs and it's not correct. It's really kind of scary. I mean, to see some of the stuff that we have. We actually failed a car today because the brake pad was coming apart from the backing plate of the brake pad, was actually pulled away from it, and parts of the brake pad were missing. And customer had no idea that, you know, that was going on. And something like that, he could be in a panic braking, and all of a sudden the rest of the brake pad break off, and now his braking doesn't work as well.
Okay. Well, so, I will take all that under advisement. I don't like it. I hope they get rid of it. But on emissions, that really pisses me off. Why would we need to do this at this point? There's no reason, especially for newer cars, no reason at all.
Well, I think the cars that are made today in their computer systems and stuff like that are really good. You know, that check engine light comes on if you have an emission related thing, and it could be anything from a misfire all the way down to an evaporative system not working or something like that. The cars are really good today, but the issue is, even if they eliminated the safety inspection, like I said, you're still going to have the emission inspection. That's a federal law. It's a federal mandate, and we actually get federal dollars for that.
Well, let's hope that this administration can do something to get rid of that, because I think it's a complete waste of time. You want to do it for cars that are over 15 years old? Go for it. But this isn't solving anything. It's not making the air cleaner. It's not making anyone safer. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. I think it's a waste of the shop's time, because you guys make, what, $10 off of all those? So I wish it would go away. So you're saying, though, that that's not something the state can make go away because it's federal.
That is 100% correct. And I will say, you know, you look at a safety inspection, we get paid $12 for that. I have to pay $1.50 for that sticker, and the guy takes about an hour to do it. So, you know, it's not a moneymaker for the shop.
That's why I thought you guys wouldn't want to do that stuff. I mean, you're offering a perspective that I was rather unprepared for, honestly, because I'm not for these things. Now, I hear what you're saying. I do, and I understand that. But, you know, if we can get to a situation where it's over 150,000 miles or something like that, I guess I would go for it. And, Greg, don't get me wrong. I get your points, and you're the expert here that's looking at these cars every day. But I think government can only do so much when it comes to keeping us safe and forcing us to do things.
Well, you know, the things that I've seen with people is, if somebody's not going to fix their car, they're not going to fix their car unless they absolutely 100% have to. And that's the issue that I see, that you know, instead of having a breakdown on the side of the road, instead of having a car wreck or something like that, most people may go to a quick oil change place where they don't even check the rest of the car out and see if there's anything bad. To me, it really hits home with me because the stuff that we see and the potential that the potential things that could happen. I mean, I can't tell you how many tires I've seen that have cords showing or have big knots on them or
no, I believe that. I always point this out because I can almost guarantee when you see people spinning out when we had that snowstorm a couple of months ago,
sure.
They're rear wheel drive, they have no tires. And yeah, and you know, like when I was my mechanic that I'm seeing right now, Spieler Automotive, they're in High Ridge. Josh told me, like, and I unfortunately have had a lot of car issues, but he says he's really anal on tires in particular. And you can tell, look, I can tell I got four new tires 2 months ago. There's a difference in the way that the car grips and grabs. You can absolutely feel a difference. And if you're driving and you feel your car slipping, even a little bit of rain, that's your signal. You should do something about it, I think.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, how many times do you go around and look at the car tires on your car? We'll just say with tires. But, you know, it's the same with headlights. It's the same with everything else. Tires wear so gradually, you kind of get used to how it drives.
Yes. No, I get it. I understand that completely. Listen, I'm out of time. Greg Damon, great to hook up with you. I appreciate your perspective.
Thank you so much for having me on, Mark.
Yep, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.